Hello, welcome to another edition of Chesapeake Hockey Week. I'm your host, Scotty Waz. How are you guys doing this fine Tuesday for you? Hope you guys are doing well. We've got some stuff and some things for you. Team Maryland was back at it again, trying to extend their undefeated season so far. Spoiler alert, it didn't go as planned. So we'll talk about that, but first, it was opening weekend for your Maryland Black Bears as they start the 2020-2021 campaign. Boy, I'm going to get trumbled over that for the whole year. The whole year, it's not going to sound great. But here we are. But for the first time since the inception of the team, they will not be taking on the New Jersey Titans to start off the season, but the Johnstown Tomahawks, the same team that they ended the season on, the shortened season on last year at Piney Orchard Ice Arena. But this time, a new setting as Ice World in Abington, Maryland, is the setting for the home game so far, as Anne Arundel County has yet to open up to Phase 3 of return to play, which would allow outside teams outside of the state of Maryland to come and play. So now they have to go up to Baltimore County and Ice World. Actually, I think it's technically Harford County, isn't it? Anyway, point is this. They're at Ice World. They play the weekend. And boy, howdy, those were some exciting games. Those were some... That's a whole season of drama in two overtime games. We'll start off with Sunday night's game. The Black Bears lose 7-6, give up six unanswered in the game. They were up 6-1 in the second, and then Johnstown just comes home with it as they win in overtime. Didn't get off to a great start as under 2 minutes in. Jay Ahern scored for the Tomahawks. John Gallette and Dominic Schmizzi gets the assist on that one. But then finally, after 50 power play attempts, the newest Black Bear, the first round pick of the Black Bears in the entry draft, Daniel Colabuffo with his first NAHL goal on the power play, breaking an 0-for-50 power play streak, power playless streak without a goal. So that was great for them, as Garrett Sidlowski on the assist on that one, 3:14, and so a quick turnaround on that. Took it till 12:27 of the first period as for Reed Liebold to get his first and another power play goal. Then there's no stopping the power play at this point. Aiden McDowell and Thomas Jarman on the assist on that one, and then McDowell gets one of his own with a nice little wrister over the glove of the Johnstown goalie, Ryan Uland, and that made it 3-1. On McDowell's first, Logan Kittleson with the assist on that one. Then Reeve Liebold, with 25 seconds remaining, gets his second of the game, second of the year, unassisted. And that puts it 4-1 after one period of play for the Black Bears. Going into period two, the Black Bears were shorthanded, but that didn't matter much as Reeve Liebold gets his third of the game. Natty Boo had an air horn! As Garrett Sidlowski gets his second assist of the game, as the Maryland Black Bears go up 5-1. Then Sidlowski, he's like, I can't let this shorthand thing go alone. Gets a shorthanded marker of himself only 26 seconds later. And Reed Liebold on the assist on that one. It is 6-1. And then it went downhill. Anthony Mastromonica with his first of the year, 7:41 into the second. Caden Lewandowski and Andrew Murphy on the power play for the Tomahawks. 5 minutes later, Brendan Clark, who had a penalty shot that he did not convert on, as Isaiah Delora with a big save on that one. But Clark from William Righthouse and Holt Oldepant on that. And then 1:15 remaining in the frame, Reed Stark from Dustin Gregarch and Murphy on that one. Third period didn't go any smoother. Mastromonica with his second of the game, Murphy his third assist in the game, Lewandowski with his second assist on the power play. 4 minutes after that, Mikhail Sarder with a goal, Milan Cermak and Clark on the assist on that one. And then in overtime, with only 49 seconds left in the OT, John Gallette with the goal from Alex Gritz and Caden Lewandowski. Gallette just broke away from everybody, 3-on-3, a lot of ice, and Delora could not stop that. That's all she wrote for that one. 7-6 was the final. Black Bears with only 24 shots, limited to 12 shots in the second and third, and only one in overtime, where Johnstown had 45 shots against. That's pretty insane in that one. Doing the math, Delora with 38 saves in the losing effort. Tomahawks went through two goalies. Sam Avola came in with 11 saves for the winning effort. It was a short turnaround. About 13 hours after the game ended on Sunday, back at it again at Ice World for a Monday morning tilt, and fortunes changed. It took a minute, but fortunes changed as the Black Bears come out on top 4-3 in overtime on their own. Didn't get started great. 2:38 in, Brendan Clark with his second of the year, Ryan Poorman and Sartor with the assist on that. 5 minutes after that, Gallette with his second of the season from Ahern and Scamizzi. But Black Bears get on the board in the second period, 5:56 in. Hunter McCoy, his first as a Black Bear from Connor Cole and Thomas Jarman. Short-handed, three short-handed goals so far in this series for the Black Bears. Then Master Monica nets his third of the series, third of the year. Max Neal and Poorman on the assist on that, 13:48. 3-1 going into the third. Never quit for these Black Bears. Right, they learned their lesson, I think, on Sunday. You can't let up off the gas. Anything can change in a minute, and it did. Halfway through the third, Connor Cole, his first as a Black Bear. Aiden McDowell, who made a great play on the forecheck, coming in, taking the angle of the defenseman. You know, I think he got it hooked, his stick hooked up. Puck went by him, and Cole was able to pick it up, put it past the goaltender there for the Tomahawks, Avola. And then with only 14 seconds remaining, Hunter McCoy on the short-handed chance with the goalie pulled, his second of the game. Sean Kilcullen with a great play in the neutral zone to keep it alive, batting the puck out of midair, making sure Johnstown couldn't seal the deal with the empty net, keeping it alive. Then Hunter McCoy and Connor Cole took care of that. Shorthanded on that. Four shorthanded goals in the series. Amazing work by the penalty kill for the Black Bears, letting up only two power play goals on 10 chances, I think it is, 12 chances. I'll have to do the math here real quick. But we're burying the lead right now as Thomas Jarman buried the game winner for the Black Bears in 2 minutes 41 seconds. A blast on the power play. Daniel Colabuffo with the assist. Aiden Bruich with an assist as well as he did damage in front. Didn't screen the goalie on this one, but was a menace in front, so he couldn't. Defense had a... you know, take time and give Jarman some time. And that's it. 4-3 was the final. But like I said, four shorthanded goals for the Maryland Black Bears. Huge, huge weekend for the PK as, they go 10 for 12 on the weekend. Big, big win there. More importantly, power play. Big, big weekend for them. 3 of 10, 30%. Pretty good efficiency considering on the year or as a career, they work at a 14% efficiency. Seems the special teams are starting to wake up here a little bit. Shot counter a little bit more even. Black Bears 9-9-9 all the way through. 3 in OT for 30. And then Tomahawks 13 in the first, 8-7 in the third, and only 1 in overtime. Michael Morali with a huge game. A couple of huge saves to keep the Black Bears in it. Just almost desperation saves, but something that you need to do in that instance. He made 26 saves in the victory, getting his first win as a Black Bear on this one. And boy, howdy, that was an exciting weekend, especially against a rival. To come out in a game like Sunday that was so kind of deflating when you give up six goals like that, and to come back Monday morning and be able to just turn it back on. A slow start, sure. Legs probably a little tired. Regeneration the rehab wasn't great, but able to get that victory, able to actually, you know, not give up on the play, and making sure that, you know what, hey, they saw what happened the night before. They can make anything happen. They did get those two goals back, three unanswered in total to win the game and get 3 points out of a possible four. Not too shabby. All went 4 for 4, as we always say. But 3 out of 4, not too shabby, all things considered. So the Black Bears will go into next weekend, this coming weekend, actually. Friday, Saturday set. Short perch turnaround as they will take on the New Jersey Titans in New Jersey. Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Saturday, 7 o'clock Eastern. All action on HockeyTV.com. Com. Should be noted, Reed Leibold got an honorable mention for player of the week with his three goals and assist on Sunday night. So a big, big weekend for him. I mean, also give a shout to Garrett Sidlowski, Aiden McDowell, Hunter McCoy with big, big weekends as well. Connor Cole also making impact with 3 points on Monday's game. So this new breed, we've seen a lot of the guys in and out. We see Clint Millenbach making some changes, trying to get everybody in, trying to get everyone active. So it was a good core effort, good team victory on Monday night. So we'll see how this translates into a shorter week going into Friday night against the Titans and the whole weekend set up in Middletown, New Jersey. Team Maryland, the War Machine, they were all up on this week. They only had one game this week. They were trying to keep their undefeated streak alive. But for one reason or another, just couldn't end up that way, could it? But I did get an explanation on the War Machine. Apparently, according to the PR, Mitch McGee of Team Maryland, he says they were watching the Brad Pitt movie Fury and loved the War Machine slogan. Listen, I can't front on that. Good on you. Keep it going. Keep it churning. Keep that War Machine going. Could have kept it going a little bit, could have needed a little emphasis there on Tuesday as the War Machine takes a little bump of the road as the Philadelphia Little Flyers won 4-2 on Tuesday night. Philadelphia with three goals to start off the game. Kyle Patton in the first period and Luke Hedman also in the first period. Ryan Clear, the only goal in the second period for the Little Flyers. But Team Maryland comes back with two goals in less than a minute in the third. Haylen Crookston on the even strength from Vince Maurice. And then Evan Donnelly, like I said, almost 30 seconds later. Evan Donnelly from Maurice again. But then Robbie Seawagon with the goal late in the game. I think it was an empty netter. That's all she wrote on that one. 4-2 the final. Bobby McCloskey with 24 saves in the defeat. As Team Maryland now looks to looks ahead at a busy, busy week for them. So Thursday and Friday, they're at Pro Tech. So they'll take Thursday, Friday at Pro Tech. Then Sunday, they go to Philly, play the Philadelphia Little Flyers. Monday, back at Ice World, home and home action. There you go. Four games in the next week. Busy, busy War Machine. We will have to see what they go to. They will get a prominent spot here on the Chesapeake Hockey Week as we review all four of those games. Hopefully, 8 points to come out of that. We will see what this team can do. Josh Fusco has this team pretty much set how he wants it, just execution here and there. It's all you need to do. So we will see what happens this busy, busy week for Team Maryland. But they get the respect that I told them to put the EHL should put their name on. Fifth in the power rankings, the EHL power rankings powered by Next Level. So that's huge for Team Maryland. It's motivation. It shows that on a league level, this team is very much getting noticed. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing for development. It's a good thing for the players to say, hey, we're of the top tier. We can compete. We can compete with these hosses up here. Let's keep going. Again, the War Machine moniker. So the turnaround this team has made in as little as 12 months has been amazing. So it's been awesome to see, and hopefully they can keep things churning, keep things going, especially with the rough week ahead. But I'm sure this team, they got to break off. They've had over a week, so they will be off for about 9 days, I think, 9-10 days before they see the ice again on Friday or on Thursday. So they will be well rested, and hopefully they can get those fresh legs throughout the entire four-game set. Couple player news as Sam Annis, the Potomac, Maryland native and Landon High School alum, he has signed a deal with the St. Louis Blues after being a free agent from the after years with the Minnesota Wild. He signed a 2-year, two-way deal, and how that works is that he will have one contract with the NHL money-wise and then have another contract with the AHL should he be sent down to, I believe, Springfield is the Blues' affiliation now, the Springfield Thunderbirds. So that's something there. Big news for him. I mean, he led the AHL in points last season. He is a huge contributor to any team. And to have a playmaker like that and have him maybe even break the St. Louis Blues roster, which would be huge for him, something he couldn't do in Minnesota for one reason or another. But Sam Annis getting moving on from Minnesota and now going to St. Louis, and we will see how his progression goes from there. Also, I'd like to talk about Lacey Eden for a while. She is phenomenal. And I've known she was phenomenal for a while, but I kind of lost track of her when she went to Shattuck, St. Mary's, last season. And, you know, you kind of wonder what the situations are in terms of how high school hockey, especially girls' high school hockey, gets reported. But she had herself a year last year. In 50 games with Shattuck, 111 points for the Annapolis native. 48 goals, 63 assists. That counts for 111. Going away, she was better than 27 points on the next highest point getter for the Shattuck St. Mary's women's prep team. She also played for the USA under 18 team, and I believe won a gold medal on that one, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, gold medal at the under 18 World Junior Championships last year with 2 goals and 5 points in 5 games. So she is on the fast track. She is committed to Princeton University, which she will be playing for when things get going on that one. But I want to put her name out there because you know, she deserves the respect of everybody in the hockey world, because she seems like she is going to be a dominant force for Princeton University, one to look at. So we will see how she goes. She's 5'8 as well, so on the taller side when it comes to women's hockey. So that's going to be huge for her. It's going to be interesting to see what she does at Princeton once they get underway out there. But best of luck to her. And if you guys hadn't heard of her, Spalding prospect, Washington Little Caps alum as well. Really got going when she went to Shattuck St. Mary's 2 years ago in the 18-19 season. 64 points in 46 games. And then, like I said, last year, breakout season, almost a goal a game for her and more than 2 points a game. That's amazing. For a hollowed school like Shattuck St. Mary's, big, big ups to Lacey Eden on that one. A little bit of community corkboard action as we wrap things up. Only one thing to talk about. Montgomery Hockey's doing their thing. It's hard to keep up with youth hockey with all the things going on. But the Hagerstown Bulldogs talk about the rink. It's getting upgrades. So last Monday, they started their rink upgrades for their roof. Make sure the roof and the ceiling was fine. Shouldn't take more than 10 days, they said, so we should be open up here around the end of the week. Could be a little bit of a hitch in the giddy-up, but nothing to report as of yet. So they will see what's happening. And they're also removing the netting there. So anybody who goes out to Hagerstown, careful if you're sitting in the spectator side. That could hurt a little bit. But I will say, I don't think I've ever been to Hagerstown's rink. Thinking in my infinite wisdom of playing, I think I've only gone as far as Frederick in terms of playing westerly. I don't think I've played in Hagerstown. Love to get out to that rink sometime. Maybe next time I'll go out to the Hagerstown rink and then get some Bulldog action. See how that happens. So nothing else on the community corkboard that I saw. Again, the Hagerstown team still running their football madness. Or football mania, go to charitymania.com/give/CA01A or go to HagerstownHockey.com and they'll have the information there on the football mania. It goes to good charities. So that's pretty rad right there. Also, October Saves is going on right now. Go to octobersaves.org and you can go ahead and get some more information with the different things going on because of COVID-19 and what's happening there. So octobersaves.org for that. And you can do your part into helping fund, you know, cancer research and the fight against cancer. So woot woot to that. That's it. That's all. I've got nothing else. I have nothing else on this corkboard, and I have nothing else in this show. My rundown is complete. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. It means more to you than you may know. It means more to me. It means more to you, too. You know more now. Boy, I talk for a living, and this is the stuff it comes up with. So it means more to me than you guys know that that you guys are listening, you guys are participating. Hey, go to the Facebook page, Chesapeake HW Pod, and you can see the pictures that Johnny P put up there. He took there at Ice World. Great shots of the new yellow unis as well. Those things, I love it so much. They look so great on the ice and a very distinct flair like the 70s Oakland A's. If you don't know what that team is,
Look it up. Those are some wild unis too. But that's it. That's all. I got nothing left. I'm Scotty Waz. Take care of yourself and someone else. This has been the Chesapeake Hockey Week on the Face-Off Hockey Show Media Faction. Go to clutchandcrabhockey.com for some information there. We got our interview with Clint Millimuck on the YouTube, on the iPod page, iTunes page, Apple Podcast page, all that stuff. Where this is, where you guys downloaded this, that's on there. Also, the interview with Clint's on clutchandcrabhockey.com, twitter.com/ChesapeakeHWPod, and also facebook.com/ChesapeakeHWPod. I'm going to go try to figure out what language is and then start speaking it properly. And you guys have a wonderful week. We'll speak to you down the line next week for sure with all the happenings, comings and goings with Maryland hockey overall. Play that Clutch and Crab hockey there, kids, and I will talk to you next week. Peace.